From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to vote Monday on a draft resolution that affirms any decision to change the status of Jerusalem as no legal backing. The Egypt-drafted document does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision in Turkey, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Abir Hamad says she's angry over the U.S. announcement, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding about Jerusalem, even with the Israeli capture of the entire city in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the UN and the international community to be occupied territories, and therefore no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Sunday that his government would open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Eastern Libyan Commander Khalifa Haftar in Libya Sunday said the UN-backed government is obsolete with the expiration of its two-year mandate, suggesting that he may compete in hope for presidential and parliamentary elections the UN trying to arrange next year. Speaking in Benghazi, Haftar appeared to dismiss UN efforts to bridge differences between the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli and the Eastern administration in Tobruk. Libya remains divided 6 years after the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi.